Chapter 2. June 19, 1972. Executive Office Building, Washington, D.C. Howard Hunt parked his Pontiac Firebird on 17th Street, across from the EOB and White House. For over an hour, he'd been driving around what passed for the Capitol's downtown, worse than Newark. He was pondering a number of what might have beens, and one of them was automotive. Liddy had run a yellow light Friday evening on his way to the Watergate. If he had mouthed off when he got pulled over, hardly an improbability with Gordon, the cop might have run him in and thereby scuttled the whole operation. 60 hours had passed since the botch. Getting out of the Firebird, Hunt looked across Pennsylvania Avenue to number 1701, where the committee to re-elect had its headquarters. He tried to imagine how the news had hit Mitchell and Magruder and all the expense account boys out in California for that fundraiser. Hunt could have told them that he was the one who wanted to abort the operation. At a Friday dinner meeting beforehand, when McCord reported something funny, the disappearance of the masking tape that kept the Jimmy door to the DNC unlocked, it was Howard Hunt alone who had said they should scrub the mission. It was Gordon who'd said no, we go ahead, that the tape had more likely been removed by some fastidious mailman than a suspicious security guard. And since Gordon was head of the operation and needed something to show for his fat quarter of $1 million budget, that was that. Bernie and the rest of the boys went in, as planned. Hunt showed his identification to the EOB guard and took an elevator to the third story, whose big black-and-white floor tiles suggested an infinitely extending chessboard, one whose alternating color...